the order, if you will, of how God works. Mark 4 and 26, we'll read about two or three verses of Scripture here. Amen. And the Word of God said, and He said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank You this evening for the grace of God, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of salvation. Thank You, Lord, that You have provided all things, and You've made the way, Lord, where we can, God, exist and live in this world and overcome the wickedness and the evil and the strife, sir, that is in the world. And we can walk, God, with as lights that may shine in the darkness, magnifying You, setting forth the principle of godliness before a lost and a dying world. Ask You, Lord, to minister tonight that we may speak as the oracle of Thee, and that Your will that it may be done, and that You may have glory and honor, and that Your kingdom may prosper, and that You may bring forth Your will in every life, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. In this passage, one of the things that when I read the Scripture reminds me of most is when they ask Brother Smith Wigglesworth, amen, what did he acclaim to his success in his ministry, amen, and the principles thereof, and he quotes them out of Mark chapter 4, amen, the latter portion of this verse, first the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. After that, the full corn. What's he saying? It is a natural progression of how that God set an order. Amen. Nobody goes to that garden, amen, without putting that seed in, looking for that full fruit. Unless if they're in their right mind. Amen. Come on. We was talking, maybe it was the wife or some of us talking the other day, amen, about the world and how people do things. And amen. And we were discussing what Einstein defined as insanity. Amen. People who keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. Amen. Come on with Brother Joel. Amen. When you do the wrong things and it turns out wrong, if you keep doing things wrong, guess what? Your results are not going to change. Amen. One thing that is wonderful about God is His immutability. He doesn't change. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means that God still works the same way that He's always worked. Amen. Why is that good? Because I can read this book. Amen. And I can walk with God. And if I read and look in this book and see what they've done, then I know how to be successful in God. Amen. Because if we do what they've done, then God will do what He done. Amen. He hasn't changed. Amen. So here in this passage, amen, God set a pattern. Amen. The earth, He showed a pattern. Why did He use the earth? Because it's God's creation. God hasn't changed His pattern. Amen. God meant to bring the earth to bring forth. That's what I was telling a man the other day. I said, look here. Amen. You don't have to be a PhD. Amen. You don't have to study intricate cellular construction of plants or animals to come to the conclusion, amen, that everything that we see in this world was made by a master creator. Amen. One good look and faithful and true observation shows us that there is a pattern in this world, in the creation. Amen to God. Thank God. Amen. Somebody asked me that question. They always open the door when they do that. Amen. For a little preaching. Amen. Glory to God. And I said, Adam, we look in the book of Psalms. Amen. And chapter 19, he says that where the sun goes. Amen. Wherever the language is. Amen. It's a preaching. Amen. It's telling the story. What's it doing? The sun is revealing. Amen. The glorious, a terrestrial, amen, handiwork of God. Amen. It reveals God's creation. Amen. So everywhere the sun shines, it's a testimony of a living God. when the sun rolls around and goes down on the western side of the sky, amen, out comes the stars, amen, and the moon, and behold, when the sun has quit revealing the terrestrial glory, amen, out comes the celestial glory of God, amen, and man looks up, and everywhere you look, it says God. Amen. What you saying, Brother Joe? That God's got an order. Amen. Hallelujah. My, my, my. Amen. How's that order? We're going to look at that in just a little bit. Amen. Of God's orderly work. Amen. And I want to just go quickly and shortly here. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Most of us could probably quote it. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. What does that say to me, Brother Joel? It says, amen, let me get in God's order. Amen. God says, my order is you seek me first. Amen. If you put me first, I then will put everything else, amen, that you need, I'll add it to you. We can go back. The Old Testament rendition of this is in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Amen. He said, if you'll obey my commandments, if you'll walk in my statutes, amen, God said, I'll cause the blessings to overtake you in the way. I'll bless you going out. I'll bless you coming in. Amen. My, my, my. I know people today that chase blessings. Amen. But they haven't caught them, don't seem. Amen. But if we'll just pursue God, amen, then the blessings, He said, will pursue us. Amen. I think I like that idea a lot better. Amen. If we just walk with God, do the will of God, then God, amen, said, I'll send the blessings your way. Amen to God. So prove me out here with God said, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you can't contain. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Thank God that God is the God of His Word. Amen. So here He sets the pattern. Amen. We have the other Word of God patterns that are said in the Scriptures. James chapter 4 and verse 8 says, draw nigh to God. Amen. What did He say then happens? Amen. And we draw nigh to God, said God will draw nigh unto us. Amen. God's done set His work in motion, and all He's look waiting for is that step from you and I. Amen. Hallelujah. So God's got an orderly work. Amen. If I know how God works, then I should know how to be successful in God. Come on, once we know, once you know how something works, amen, then you know how to be successful at that. Amen. I told my brother many times, several years ago, amen, I've done quite a few things in life, and amen, and he calls me up with a problem, and I pulled up on Google, I pulled up a circuit or a design. Amen. I said, look, once we know how things are designed and how they work, it's not hard to troubleshoot that business. You know what should be where. Amen to God. I'm telling you, we serve in a God, amen, that has set everything in intricate order. Amen. He's not missed anything. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. Now, when we have problems, it's when we get out of that order that God has established. Amen. I can tell you, if the family gets out of God's order, it don't work. Amen. I don't care what Dr. Spock said, or any other doctor for that matter. Amen. Or how many government, amen, people working for the government say it'll work different. It will not. Amen. God designed His system to work in a certain way. Amen. And if it's not that way, it just does not work. Amen. Hallelujah. If we get it, amen, got to do it by the book. Amen to God. Brother, yes, I'm a Word preacher. Amen. I believe in the Word of God. Amen. If we align up with the Word of God, then the Word of God will work. Amen. It'll flow off the pages. Amen. It'll spring into 3D living color in our life. Amen. Glory to God. And it'll do just exactly what the results will be, what this book said that they would be. Amen. Thank God. Amen. First the blade. Amen. Brother Wigglesworth said, I can tell you, plant that corn, first thing you see shoot out of that ground is that little pointed blade that comes up out of that ground. Amen. You got to come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I know from growing corn and years going by, we used to battle them crows. Amen. Because they loved it. Amen. When it's about that high, amen, they just walk down through there plucking that up. Amen. They'll eat that little green sprout and that nice little busted open seed underneath. They'll swallow the whole thing. Amen. It's tender right then. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. God, we start out as a tender plant out of root, out of dry ground. Amen. But glory to God, it will continue. Amen. Burst the blade. Amen. All He said you got to do, just continue. If we continue in Him. Amen. If you continue in Him. Amen. In My Word, He said, ye shall be My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen to God. Burst the blade. Got to be a starting point. Thank God there's got to be a Gilgal. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. My. But it will continue on with God. Amen. Then there will come a time when those little ears on that corn begin to come out. Amen. I've used to love to grow corn and used to love to, amen, in the summertime when it's done got hot, you pour that ammonite to that corn. Amen. It's the sweetest sound probably to a farmer's ears can be is to stand in that cornfield at night and hear that squeaking corn. Amen. What's it squeaking for, Brother Joe? It's growing so fast that you can actually hear the squeak. Amen. When the leaf begins to push out and when that little ear of corn is pushing out, amen, of that leaf sprout. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. That's sweet to the ears because corn's on the way. Hello. Amen. My. Amen. Listen, if we'll do what God said, amen, and it will, come on, I planted a pile of water, amen, Paul writes, but God give it the increase, amen, and we'll just do what God said, amen, I can tell you, God will make us grow so fast we can squeak. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, with Brother Joe. He'll grow us in the grace and the knowledge, amen, of Him. He'll cause us to prosper, amen, in the things of God. He'll cause us to be strong, amen, and have the power of His might. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Yes. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. That He will, amen, grow us in His grace. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. So, amen. Then comes the full corn. After that, listen, what's God after? Just growing corn with a amen, that doesn't produce ears. No, God's growing corn that produces ears that brings the full corn in the ear. When the Word of God says, amen, perfection, amen, God means maturity. Most places, amen. Why, what are you talking about? Under fruit bearing. Amen. God wants us to not just get halfway, amen, and get an ear, amen, to grow on us, but that doesn't produce corn. Amen. When God, amen, has to settle the argument about who God has called in that Old Testament, amen, He tells them the heads of their tribes to bring their staffs. Hey, put them in that Ark of the Covenant. Amen. Come back the next morning. Amen. I can tell you when they come back the next morning, everybody's staff is in there. It looks the same except for one man. Amen. I can tell you Aaron's rod, amen, looks different. Amen. There's buds. Amen. There's leaves. Come on. Cow. Hey, almonds. Amen. There's almonds hanging on that dead stick. Come on with Brother Joe. That dead stick's the type of you and I. Amen. Has no possibility of producing anything within itself. Amen. But I can tell you, let God touch it. Amen. Let God put His life in it. Amen. And it won't only produce little bleep buds. It'll produce blooms. And it'll produce fruit. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank God that God knows how to bring us all the way through that process. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants us productive. Amen. Hallelujah. How am I be productive? You just let God, amen, take care of you. He'll make you productive. Hey, a lot of folks try to get ahead of God. They want to show God what production is. God don't need nobody to show them what production is. Amen. All I listen, amen, that peach tree at my house, it ain't got to try to make peaches. Amen. No, it just does what it's supposed to do naturally, grow its roots. Amen. And if old Joe goes out there and takes care of that tree, amen, come on, let Brother Joe just say this right here. God always going to take care of His part. Amen. That means, amen, most of the risk and most of the problem is, amen, the tree just being faithful to what it's supposed to do. Amen. That peach tree will make peaches. It won't make pears. Amen. It won't make plums. Come on. It'll make peaches. Amen. Why? Amen. Because God made it to make peaches. Hello. Come on. Hello. Oh, hallelujah. If we'll just let God grow us, amen, we'll make what God intended for us to be. be. Amen. Christ. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Will manifest itself out of that life. Amen. Not the life that we have within ourselves, but the life that flows through us from God. Hallelujah. Thank God there is something greater than this natural life. Amen. There He is. Woo, there is a power that is greater. Amen. So Brother Wigglesworth said, it's like the earth brings forth. It's a natural tendency. Amen. If we will subject ourselves to God. Amen. Listen, if I interfere with that in any measure. Amen. I have two uncles that are CPAs. Amen. One's a lot richer than the other one. Amen. One's probably a lot smarter than the other one is too, but nevertheless, both are CPAs. One said he had to study himself half to death to get his. The other one said he said about the other one, he hardly ever had to crack a book. Amen. He just read it and knew it. Amen. He's gifted with that, practically a photographic memory. Amen. And so he just naturally learned things. Never went to the 8th grade in school. The principal, he wanted to go to the 9th grade because he skipped a year. His parents were sharecroppers, grandma and granddaddy was. And amen. He's old enough to, amen, to be in the 9th grade, but he's missed that school. So the principal said, let me talk to him. Amen. Come out in about 3 minutes and said, put him in the 9th grade. The boy knows more than I do. Amen. Ain't no reason for me to hold him back. Amen. Come on. But both are CPAs. Both tell me something. He said, if you tamper with the business world, amen, you will mess things up. It won't work right. Amen. Same. Amen. What people say is Mother Nature is creation. You tamper with it. Amen. It will not work like it's supposed to. Amen. Come on. What are you saying? I didn't tell you Paul said, I don't frustrate the grace of God. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Let me just subject myself to Him. Amen. Let me just let Him lead me and let Him touch me. Amen. What comes out of that life, amen, will be the product of God. Hallelujah. Amen. If man goes to tamper with it, amen, it's going to be something else. Amen. That's why what scares Brother Joe today. Amen. We have got people tampering with doing genetic. Amen. Tampering with things and making genetic changes. Amen. To what God made him. Brother Joe is quite leery of a lot of things. Well, it ain't hurting nobody. Well, amen. What's to say down the road ain't going to cause a lot of issues. Amen. I can tell you one thing. Amen. Listen. Storms are not any more powerful than they used to be. I can tell you what the secret is. Amen. To a lot of destruction. Amen. As man's been tampering with the trees, making them grow faster. Amen. Come on. So that the wood structure, amen, of the lumber is not the same as it used to be. I guarantee you, you go back 40 years and took a white pine and you get one now. And I can tell you that one you buy now will splinter 10 times before. Amen. That one that was grown 40 years ago. Why? Man hadn't tampered with it. It's not a fast-growing version. Yeah, they don't like it because it takes longer to grow that pine to make lumber. Come on with me. Amen. But I can tell you the product, when it's finished, is by far better. Amen. Man thinks he can always improve on God. What kind of foolishness is that? Amen. God knows what. I can tell you. Amen. You tamper with it immediately, it's not what God made. Amen. If I tamper with my walk with God and try to insert myself here and there, it's not what God's made. It's not what God's after. Amen. God's got an order. And I'm fixing to get there. Amen. 1 John 5:7. There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Amen. Simply, amen. I heard a... Amen. I've had run-ins with the oneness brethren a lot of times, and I said one. I said they're not, doesn't mean they're one person. It means they're one mind. They're one spirit. Amen. Three persons. Amen. In that Godhead. Amen. But there's no difference between what one, amen, is doing, the other's doing. Amen. Come on now. Listen, you know what that one means when Jesus said, make them one with us. As that church has one mind, the mind of Christ. Amen. There. If there's not one mind at work, amen, in the body of Christ, then it's like a circus show. Amen. But if there's one mind, amen, understand something with Brother Joe. I spent, 6 weeks in basic training, 32 of us. And what they were trying to do was make 32 men work like one. Amen. Come on. We had one thing to do. We had one objective. Every time we've done something, it's 32 people doing the same thing. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. I can tell you, when God's kingdom's at work, amen, across this world, no matter where you are, no matter how many, amen, we'll be doing the same thing. Amen. The same mind, the same pattern. Amen. That's God. God's a universal God. He doesn't change. He doesn't have a gospel for here and one for China. He's got the same gospel. Amen. The same Christ. Come on with me tonight. Amen. Wherever that we are, if that mind of Christ is at work, it'll work the same throughout the world. Amen. I've heard Brother Clendenin say he arrived in Africa, deep part of the night, blown in there. Amen. Come in that airport, and as he walks in, he looks across there, and amen. And a big black man's holding the sign up that says Clendenin. Said, I walked toward him, and when he seen me, said he threw that sign down, run to me, wrapped him big arms around me, Brother Clendenin, and said, I'm home. Amen. I might have been hundreds of miles away from my natural home in the United States, but I found my family, amen, part of the family of God. Hallelujah. Oh, part of that royal priesthood. Amen to God. Amen. A nation that's set aside, amen, for the work of God. Amen. So there, here we see that the Godhead been three persons, and there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. Amen. They agree, amen, in the Word of God. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, anything that deviates from this Word has stepped outside of the bounds of that Godhead. Amen. Come on, my Brother Joe. This modern-day stuff that wants you to ignore what the Word of God says and believe their new little doctrine, they're lying to you. They're trying to pull a fast one. If it's not in this book, you better flee from it. Amen. If it's out of the bounds, amen, God's put boundaries on Himself. What He will and will not do. Amen. God's got an order. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. You know, listen, I hear people say, oh, we need discernment. Read this book. Amen. Study that book. Amen. Hide it in your heart. Amen. And I can tell you something. Amen. Something comes up outside of that book. Amen. Little lights come on. It says, hey, something is wrong with this. That's a little thing called discernment. Hello. Amen. Well, how do we discern? Amen. What is a... Amen. Listen, God's given us a two-step plan on discernment. Amen. First thing is, amen, by the Word of God. Amen. If the Word of God is against it, it's out of the Word of God, then it's not God. Amen. Number two, amen. When those people come and they're saying things that don't come to pass, amen. At first, you check it. Amen. If it's against the Word of God, you ain't got to go any further. Amen. But if it's in the Word of God and don't come to pass, amen, something is wrong with that business. Amen. That's how you tell. God, Moses showed them how to tell a true prophet of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, I know there's shysters. We're living in a world when people rigged up electronic devices, interview people on the backside, and try to act like that God had given them a word, amen, a word of knowledge, when all the while the knowledge they had wasn't a word of knowledge from God. Amen. It's somebody over there pilfering somebody's life. Come on, my Brother Joe, trying to act like some man's heard from God when he hadn't. Amen. I can tell you, amen, a man may have been busy praying, seeking God, that wouldn't have to worry about that at all. Amen. One of the great revivalists of the 50s, amen, standing in a prayer line one night, amen, and as he's in that prayer line, amen, often that prayer line lasts for an hour, hour and a half, amen, two men step up in front of him in that prayer line, amen, come on, and suddenly he puts his hand out to pray for him, pulls it back, amen, and bows his head for a moment, then he raises and looks at those two men, and he said, there, amen, two men, amen, that have made up their mind, amen, to bring discredit, amen, to what God's doing in this ministry, have set in a room and planned it, and he said, you two are the men. Amen. Turn whiter than the sheet. Amen. Come on. God heard them when they done it. Amen. Give me a... Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. All we need to know, God's got an order. If we walk with God, amen, God will pull the hood off of the enemy. Amen. God will, amen, bring that devil right out in the open where everybody can see what's going on. Hallelujah. Amen. Man ain't got to do that. God will do that if we'll just walk with Him. Amen. So here, three that bear witness in the earth, the Word Amen. Come on, let me get it right. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. Amen. Where the Word, amen, the Word of God is preached. Amen. If men will receive the Word of God, amen, amen, the next thing that follows will be repentance. Amen. And that will bring the blood. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. The water here is representative. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. That's the process of God in the earth. The witness. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Where the Word of God, amen, is received. Amen. What happens? Repentance. The blood comes. Amen. My. There is that process. It doesn't never work any other way. It works that way. Come on. There is a process of revival. We'll get there in a minute. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God does not change His motive. And His ways of working. Amen. And so where, amen, then the blood has come, the Spirit comes. Amen. The Spirit of God will never go where the blood has not been applied. Amen. It's an impossibility. There has to be an atoning. Amen. In order for God to dwell in you and I, amen, the blood must first come. Amen. It's that blanket. Amen. That covering. That's what allows God by His Spirit to live in our heart. Outside of the blood being there, that can never happen. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means unless men, women, boys, and girls repent, they never can be born again without true repentance. Amen. Come on with me. Jesus said you must be born again, Nicodemus. Amen. Man's going wild, woman, boy, girl going to be born again. They must believe the Word of God. Amen. And believe in the Word of God. When the Word of God convicts my heart, brings me to repentance before God, which brings the blood of Jesus Christ. And when the blood of Christ has come, the Spirit of God comes. Amen. And indwells. Amen. Amen. Bringing about that new creature in Christ. Woo! Come on with me. It's that new creature in Christ that hears what God says. Amen. That understands and can be directed. It's that new creature in Christ that becomes my amplified conscience that disagrees with me when I'm out of order with God. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Listen, it ain't hard to live the Christian life. All we got to do is obey God. Walk according to the pattern. Amen. Listen. Amen. When God's Spirit comes in, He brings an amplified conscience. Amen. He brings the mind of Christ. Amen. That's a mind to love and to obey God. Amen. It's a mind to please God. Amen. So when my conscience, amen, begins to nug or tug at me, amen, and God begins to deal with my heart, amen. What's He doing? God, amen, He's trying to bring me back into water. Amen, with God. Hallelujah. Listen, you know, they get them drink machines don't work. They put that thing says out of order. I got a message title. I worked on that thing several times. And amen. Never got to preach it yet. Hey, one of these days, the Lord's going to let me preach it. Amen. Out of order is part of the title of the message. Amen. The world is out of order. Hello? That's why they don't work. Amen. That's why it's the mess it's in. Amen. You get to, when we get in order, come on, and we get things lined up with the Word of God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, yes, there's problems, but the Spirit of God can flow like a river. Amen. And it don't matter how hard the times is, how many devils they are, if God's Spirit can move and flow, amen, there will be victory sooner or later. Amen. I got to hurry and close tonight. Let me hurry. Hallelujah. So there are three that bear witness. So once the Spirit has come, amen, sets up His principles, He begins to bring us into the order of God. God's got a measure, amen, that He's after. He's wanting to form us in the image of Christ. Amen. Along with us. That's the whole process of God. He wants to make us like Himself. He's got to turn. Amen. Sing that old song. I've been changed. I've been newborn. All my life has been rearranged. What a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the transforming work. We are changed from faith unto faith, the Word of God says. Steadfast to behold in the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are changed from faith to faith. Amen. What does that mean? My faith. Amen. Brings me into the faith of God. Hallelujah. Woo, and when it does, Amen. What does it do to the faith in you and I? It builds that faith. Amen. What does it mean to walk in the mind of Christ? It means to walk with a faith, amen, that is greater than anything. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Amen. God's got an order. Hallelujah. I got to hurry and get going here. Amen. Where the Word of God is received, there will be repentance. We done talked about that. Amen. Luke 16 and 16, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Amen. The Word of God is very clear. Another one, the passage in the book of Matthew said, "Had the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent taketh by force." Amen. Signifying, amen, that pressing that is there is something that has to happen. Amen. Because the Spirit is at war with the flesh. It is a process of sanctification. Amen. A process of that old man dying out, that new man living. Amen. God's trying to conform us. I can tell you, what's He trying to do, Brother Joe? He's trying to conform us to an altar. That altar's Christ. Amen to God. Hey, come on. I want to tell you something. It's not an easy thing sometimes. Amen. To be brought into the shape, amen, that God wants us in. Amen. There's a lot of things got to go. Amen. There's some things that God has to work. Amen. In you and I. Amen. It don't work unless we are willing. Amen. And willing for God to remove what the hindrance is so that God can work in us. Hallelujah. Amen. I got to move on down. Hallelujah. God has an order. How shall they preach except they be sent? The book of Romans chapter 10. Has it written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings or glad tidings of good things. Amen. I want to just back up quickly to Mark chapter 16. Amen. After that, God's got an order and a plan. Amen. God's plan is, amen, to change mankind by a supernatural work of God. And then, listen, and God's got a plan for the ones that He's changed. Mark 16 and 15, most of you know, this is the Great Commission. And He said unto them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Didn't say they would precede them, said they would follow them. Amen. Come on. A lot of times people want signs to precede. Amen. From here, we're going to get into God's order of revival. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In just a moment. This I shall follow them that believe in my name, shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up service. And if they drink a deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. Amen. So we see a pattern of God, amen, changing people, sending those people into a world, amen, to minister the grace of God. Amen. Come on. I believe it was one of the Hensons, Ronnie, that sung that song, The Light. And he talked about an old man that he met on the corner. Have you got a light, sir? He said, oh, let me tell you about a light. Amen. About a light that shined many years ago. Amen. Oh, that old man went to weeping, praying through the salvation. He said, now you are the light. Hallelujah. Shine. Amen. That's what the Word of God says. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord hath risen upon thee. Amen. So here's the, amen, we have the go ye. Amen. In today's world, amen, folks think, try to tie any revival to, amen, and try to put healings and supernatural works of God in the front of the revival. Amen. In this book, we never find it that way. We find that repentance is preached. Amen. That sin, amen, people preach against sin and it set the order that men have departed from God. Amen. And when men, amen, become pricked in their heart and repent before God. Amen. Come on. God then can work in their life and the signs of God's work begin to follow that. Where the Word of God in the New Testament, amen, the Word was preached. Amen. They believed. It was signs following. Amen. That's still God's pattern. Amen. A lot of this hocus-pocus business has succeeded because people have strayed from the pattern of God. Amen. Jesus, amen, healing is the result of Him coming to this earth. Amen. Once Christ becomes at work, the works begin to follow them that believe. Amen. Not proceed. Hallelujah. So, let me just go back to the Old Testament, 2 Kings. No water till the valley's dug full of ditches. Nobody wants to sometimes obey God when it involves some rigorous things. Hello? If I want the blessings of God and I want the pattern of God, then it's going to require some discipline. Amen. Brother Joel, say that again. Amen. That rum kind of holler. Amen. It's going to require some discipline. Amen. Jesus showed discipline. He didn't come to do His thing. He came to do the will of the Father. Amen. The Apostle Paul didn't come to do his thing. He came to do the will of the Lord. Amen. And the next one that comes, amen, going to have God's blessing and going to have the order of God in their life. He's going to come to do the will of God. Woo! Listen, I can't go demanding God. No water till the valley's dug full of ditches. But once that valley's dug full of ditches, amen, the water comes, and amen, not only do they get water, they get all kind of other benefits added to that. The enemy, amen, rises over the hill thanks to valleys. Amen, it's been a slaughter. They turn and run. Amen. Isn't it amazing how, amen, God multiplies His blessings when man will do what He said? Glory to God. Hallelujah. No oil until the vessels had been gathered. Amen. Little woman, she owes a debt. They're going to take her son away. Amen. She owes a huge debt. The man's going to collect. They're going to take her son, put him in slavery. Amen. Come on. But she talked to the prophet. The prophet said, amen, God, oh, what you got? Said, I just got a little cruise oil in the house. Hello? Said, you go borrow you some vessels. And he said, don't borrow a few. Amen. You borrow as many as you can get. Amen. Come on. Don't limit God. Amen. Don't hold back on God. Amen. Come on. Don't shortchange God. I know that bunch of TBNs talking about, amen, getting more for your bank account. Amen. But I'm telling you, she needed, amen, what she needed. She needed a plenty, amen, to pay that debt. Come on. God never works sparingly. God works in abundance. Amen. So He said, don't borrow a few. Amen. And when you have borrowed them vessels, you go in and shut the door. And you go to pouring. I can almost see that little woman. Amen. As she poured, and that little bit of cruise oil she has, she's been poured a big vessel full, and she looked at that thing. It probably didn't look a... Come on. I know people probably would say that thing just running over. I said, nah, it probably didn't look a bit higher than in the jar than it did start with. Come on. God don't... Amen. It's not by, our faith is not by sight. Faith is by believing God. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother, people draw old Samson with big old bulging muscles. Brother Joe, don't believe Samson had bulging muscles. Amen. Samson looked probably like any other man, except for the seven locks. Amen. The dedicated, amen, that showed he's a set apart for the work of God. Amen. That's what that hair was signifying. Those seven locks, amen, come on, signified his dedication and his consecration unto God. Come on. Hey, listen. Amen. He wasted a lot of that. Amen. One can wear the sign but not live it. Amen. Come on. For a long time, Samson wore the consecration symbols but did not live the consecration. But when he finally arrived at the place, amen, where what's on his head is in his heart. Glory. Hey, it's a different world with Samson, is it not? Amen. He does more in that moment than he's done in all of his life. Amen. My. Come on. It's going to have to be more than head. It's going to have to be in the spirit. Amen. It's got to be in my innermost being. Amen. Oh, if he can live there, I tell you, he can thrive there. He can manifest his life. Amen. Glory to God. And by the order of God, He will change us. He will mold us. Amen. And rivers of living water, amen, will spring up out of our innermost being. Whoo, I feel like running on that one. Amen. He didn't say a river. He said rivers. Amen. Multiple streams. Amen. That little daily devotional streams in the desert. Didn't one stream, but many streams. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. That's Jesus made it plain. Amen. That when He's gone back, because He's gone to the Father, amen, He's going to make it possible. Amen. These things and greater shall you do, because I go to my Father. Amen to God. He's not talking about greater in quality, but He's talking about greater in quantity. Amen. I'm telling you, throughout the world, wherever God's found a vessel to move, God can flow through that vessel. Amen. That river, amen, flows out of heaven down through the vessels of God out to that world. Amen. Come on. When that world is, amen, languishing, because that God has not found the order, amen, that He can flow through like He needs to, amen, but when He can find it, amen, He can send mighty revival in the earth. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. There was a time in this country when, amen, soothsayers and those spoon benders from India, amen, couldn't even come to this country because their heads would hurt. Amen. They were so much of the Spirit of God and the residue in this country. But it's not anymore. Amen. Why? Amen. The rivers have decreased. Amen. Man have embraced a lot of things outside of God. Amen. But I'm telling you, He still reigns supreme. He's still the glorious God. And if we'll let that order of God prevail in our life, He'll still do what He's done in times past. I'm going to hurry and hush. Noah, that little lady pours. She's a pour. And I can almost hear her say, man, I'm glad I got all them vessels. Whew. Wouldn't it be bad to go to pour and all the while you got stingy and you got lazy on God? Amen. And instead of having a whole house full of oil to sell, you only had a half a room. Amen. Come on. A lot of times we limit God if we're not careful. And how are we limiting, Brother Joe? We limit Him by not believing. Amen. And lining up with the Word of God. Amen. Listen. I have to know Him. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I am persuaded. He said, I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to do, amen, that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Amen. You and I must know Him as well. Amen. No cleansing until old Mr. Naaman has dipped His seven times. Amen. Come on. He got to line up with what God said. I know he might not have liked it at first. I mean, listen, first thing you got to think, you know, pride will actually just rob you and I of everything God's got. Amen. He got prideful. Why did he get pride? What did pride show up, Brother Joe? Well, first of all, it showed up, amen, that the prophet didn't come out himself. The prophet sent that little servant out. My, I'm telling you, come on. There's a lot of people in this world get mad because Jesus hadn't come in person to them, but He sent His servant. Hello? Woo! That's why we're here. Amen. Come on. That servant come out and said, this is what the Lord, this is what the prophet said. This is what God says. You go down there to Jordan. Amen. That little mud hole of a stream, it ain't much to it. It's ugly. But it represents the death of self. Amen. It represents the end of human ability and the beginning of God's. Come on. You go down there, amen, to Jordan, and you dip in that muddy river seven times. Amen. My. Amen. He's mad because the prophet didn't come out. Amen. And he's mad because he told him to go down there and dip in that river. And he's angry. Turns aside. Said, man, we got a lot better rivers over there in Syria. Amen. Well, you can go dip in all them you want, but you're going to come up just as leprous as you can be. Amen. Why? Amen. Because you didn't get in the order of God. Amen. I can tell you something. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And in due season, He will lift you up. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Naaman. Amen. I'd love to stood on the side of that shore. I'm sure the first few times Naaman's probably obeying God, but he's a grumbling. Come on. We all get there. Come on. Amen. I'm going to do the will of God, but I don't. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hello. Amen. Wonder God has patience with us. Amen. I don't know why. Amen. I got to dip in this nasty, muddy river. Amen. When I could dip in a better one. Why can't God heal me with dipping over there? Amen. In that beautiful river where I live. Amen. That's not the will of God. Amen. It's not the type that God's after. Amen. Six times Naaman's dipped, and six times he's came up just as leprous as he was when he went down. But on the seventh dip, when Naaman's come up, he's a different man. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. When we line up with God and we get in God's order, things will happen. Amen. Listen. Six times, Israel, you march one time a day. Six times for 6 days, you march around the city of Jericho. And I can almost hear a lot of people in there. Amen. Listen, you don't. And he tells them, you don't say, well, you're not supposed to be talking. Amen. You're not supposed to say a word. Just walk around that city. Amen. I think that was part of God's plan. Play with them folks' head. Amen. They ain't said nothing. They just went out there and walked around that city. Come on. Amen. And they look at that thing, and I'm sure, come on, every time they look at that city and say, my, what in the world are we going to do with that?
Hello. I mean, the city's got walls so wide you can drive, I think, somewhere 3 to 4 chariots around abreast, around that wall of that city. Amen. It's one of the most fortified cities in all of Canaan. Amen. So 6 days, they silently walk around. Amen. Come on, that seventh day, God says you march 7 times around that city. Amen. And when you finish that 7th time, you sound them trumpets. Woo! My. Amen. I'm sure them people looked at, well, there they are again, that bunch of Fruit Loops. Come on. Hello. Amen. That's what the world think about you and I if you obey God. Come on. So God has chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. Hello. God still does. God hasn't changed His modus operandi. He works the same. Amen. It may look foolish to that world, but I want to tell you, when God gets done with it, ain't nothing foolish about it. Amen. Hallelujah. So 6 times they marched around on that day, and I'm sure the people say, well, after a while, I reckon them crazy Israelites to go home. Amen. But on the 7th time around, when they got through, they stopped and blew the trumpet. Woo! And suddenly, amen, I can tell you, things begin to happen. That place began to shake. Amen to God. And the walls of Jericho, that impenetrable city, amen, the walls crumbled like, amen, so much clay and fell down. My. Amen. I can tell you, we'll obey God. Line up with God. The impossible suddenly becomes easy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if we won't line up with God, it stays impossible. Amen. Father, I thank You tonight that You have an order. You know what You're doing. God, You saw it all from before the foundation of the world. You planned it all. You set it all in motion. You've not failed one time to bring to pass Your will and Your word. Sir, may we hear Your voice. May we, God, set our life and God and humble ourselves before You that Your order may be established. And the principles of godliness may prevail in our life, that the power of God may work in us, and that the glory of God may manifest out of us to a world that is lost and undone, and that we may manifest ability and the glory and the power of God to a world filled with unbelief. In the name of Jesus, amen to God. Let's just close in prayer tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a God that still works from heaven. He hasn't changed. He's yet the same. And He's going to be the same. Amen. And if you and I will line up, amen, with a pattern from heaven, amen, let God mold us, shape us, and fashion us, amen, then God, amen, will work, amen, as He has done aforetime.